You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome in again, everybody. It's MLB.com Extras, the Cincinnati Reds edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Mark Sheldon. And, Mark, we're a week away from the winter meeting. And so, as is always the case this time of year, people are abuzz. They want to know what's going to happen. What are the Reds doing?
Yeah, that's a great question because they've been on the forefront of a lot of rumors this winter because of all the trades that they're willing to make. They've talked openly that they have are willing to listen to anyone on the roster, but of course the names that chiefly come to the forefront are Aroldis Chapman or Todd Frazier or Jay Bruce and those kind of guys because they have tradable contracts and are nearing free agency. So I would imagine the Reds will be a team that a lot of clubs, a lot of media, a lot of just industry types will be paying a lot of attention to in Nashville.
Well, no doubt. Do you have – I mean, so they're in – we know they're in rebuild mode. Chapman, Frazier, Bruce, would you expect one of those three to be in a different uniform by the time we leave Nashville?
It's a good guess, but it would be almost impossible to say for sure because sometimes these talks take longer than expected. One of the things I talked with about for my winter meetings preview with the new GM, Dick Williams, is he said it's just really difficult to predict when deals will get ironed up because sometimes they move quickly and then slow down. Sometimes there's really not much action and then it picks up suddenly. Sometimes clubs will talk about somebody for a while and then take a few days to go, huddle amongst themselves and to figure out what do they want to do and then maybe talk to other clubs and see if they can do better. So these things aren't always wrapped up in a nice, neat little package over the 4-plus days of these meetings. But I can say that, and the history says the Reds, generally if they don't make a lot of moves at the winter meetings. They have made moves when they conclude. They over the years, they've laid the groundwork, left town, and then a week or so later made some trades. That's how they pulled off the Drew Stubbs for Shin-Soo Chu trade. That's how they did sending four guys to San Diego to get Matt Latos. And then last year, it was kind of the anomaly. They actually did two trades within an hour of each other on the final day of the winter meetings. They sent out Latos to Miami for two people, including Anthony DeSclafani, and then they sent Alfredo Simon to Detroit, and two of the guys they got back, one of them was Eugenio Suarez.
So, I can ask you, based on winter meetings activities in the past, as you point out, there's not a lot of splash at the meetings per se, but a lot of work that gets done and then deals announced later. Of course, it seems to me that's like, a function of specific general managers more so than it would be, the logo on uniforms and that kind of thing. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, is it possible Dick Williams behaves a little differently?
Well, I think this year it's not going to be much of a change in the way that things are run. Walt Jocketty is the president of baseball operations, and he's still the head of the department on the baseball side. So he is more active this year. I think he will take a step back this time next year, and Williams will be the guy. But the Reds don't rush into anything. They never have under the Jocketty tenor. They take their time. They don't feel pressure to make moves because everyone was making moves. They don't dip into the big free agent market, so they've never come to a winter meetings. And, whoever the big ticket item, whether it's Zach Greinke this year or in past years, Carl Crawford or whoever was the guy, they've never been in that side of the pool. So that already takes them out. But they do a lot of trade talks. They do look for more of the bargain side free agents. They don't do a whole lot of those signings during the meetings, but they do talk to agents, and sometimes come late December or January, those players are eventually signed because the talks that began at the winter meeting.
So what about adding some guys, Mark?
Yeah, I asked Williams about that, and he said absolutely. They would like to look at making additions. Again, these might not be the big names that you would see, but at the same time, he was very coy or vague about where they would make the additions, other than saying they have a lot of holes to fill. But I think just as I watched this team for a long time, especially this year. You could tell that they could use a veteran starting pitcher to help out with, you know, Homer Bailey not being ready until May from Tommy John surgery. They have a lot of kids. That's something we've discussed about in the past. Maybe a veteran starter that can eat innings would help. A veteran bullpen guy also would be a benefit. As far as the starting pitcher goes, Bronson Arroyo is a name that they have interest in. Of course, you have to see if he's healthy first. And then, of course, they've had a revolving door in left field for the last few years and have not been able to really get a guy for very long in that spot. And I'm sure they could use a veteran guy to provide some pop and some offense, whether it's in left field or somewhere else. Of course, a lot of this is predicated on the move they make of the guys they have. If they were to, say, trade Todd Frazier, they might need a third baseman. If they trade Jay Bruce, they might need a right fielder. So we'll see what they come up with, but there's definitely going to be some flux in the roster, I would imagine, in the coming weeks.
Of course, I guess the upside of all this is, and there are a lot of fans who get into this, is where are those young players, right? Where's the future of this franchise? And sometimes you get to accelerate that look. So I suppose, you know, to provide a little silver lining, that would be a thing this year for Reds fans, is that they might see some folks matriculate a little quicker than expected. Who are some of those names we might be looking at eventually?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these guys, actually, this weekend is Reds Fest, and a lot of these young guys are going to be at the scene at the convention center downtown, and names like Robert Stevenson, who is their top pitching prospect, Jesse Winker, who is their overall number one prospect, the outfielder, he could certainly be in the big leagues at some point in 2016. Then you have guys like Yorman Rodriguez, who have had taste of the major leagues and have some promise. You go down the list, you got Amir Garrett, who is a very exciting left-handed pitcher who did really well at A-ball last year and keeps moving up. He could be a starting pitcher soon. They have just a bunch of different guys that we could see coming through the system. And, you know, a lot of them are pitchers, of course, like Cody Reed, who they just acquired in the trade for Cueto during the summer. So one of the things they kind of lack, and I think they're going to try to address with some of these trades, is that they would like to bring in some, you know, younger major league ready hitters that could have under club control. They have a lot of power pitchers that they're going to be running out there for the next few years, but they don't have a lot in the way of hitters that are on the cusp of being big league ready. So I think that's something they're going to try to address during the offseason.
Okay. Well, obviously there is a lot going on, and it'll be a busy week in Nashville. And, I look forward to seeing you there and sit down for a little bit and doing it one more time. Who knows what may have changed by the time we get together next week. But I look forward to it, Mark.
Yeah, I might be getting traded. Who knows? So, yeah, we'll see.
I don't think so. There goes Mark Sheldon. He's maybe the busiest man in the business. And this has been MLB.com Extras, the Cincinnati Reds edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.